to Discover Health, where we help you take control of your health so you can transform your life. Your host, functional medicine expert, Dr. Trish Murray, is on a mission to help every baby boomer age with dignity and grace.
So hello, everyone, and welcome to today's talk on black garlic, which is actually fermented garlic. And I had done a previous podcast with Hank Letarte from White Gates Farm, which you may have listened to previously. It was a number of weeks ago. And he and I discussed black garlic. And he's a local farmer here in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. And he was researching black garlic and its amazing health benefits and the fact that it's easy to grow here in New Hampshire. And so he's been growing typical, obviously, natural raw garlic. But then if you ferment garlic with a particular heat and temperature and humidity, you will ferment that garlic into what's called black garlic. And as we talked about in that show, it's also called black garlic because the color of the white clove of garlic changes and it actually becomes black. So as you cut the garlic, you know, in half, you will see, kind of like looking at the sections inside a grapefruit, you see the fibrous sections and then you see the actual meat, if you will, and it actually colored, the color changes to black. And he and I did discuss some of the health benefits of black garlic, but I wanted to take some more time because I was so impressed with our discussion. I dug deeper into some research that I wanted to spend some time sharing with folks about the specific health benefits of black garlic. So first of all, from the Journal of Food and Drug Analysis, an article in that journal in 2017 reviewed the fact that, you know, black garlic and fermented garlic have been eaten in South Korea, Japan, and Thailand for centuries. We here in the West are obviously a little behind. We don't keep up with this level of how you can use foods as much for medicine, if you will. Now, the black garlic or regular garlic for that matter, garlic itself is called the, you know, the scientific name for it is Allium sativum, S-A-T-I-V-U-M. And it's allicin that is, which is A-L-L-I-C-I-N, allicin, that is in, is the chemical, if you will, that is in raw garlic that gets converted with the fermenting process to an even more potent antioxidant compound during the fermenting or aging process. This chemical becomes even 40 to 100 fold higher concentrations of polyphenols and flavonoids than raw garlic. And it's the allicin that can have a lot of health benefits. The other thing, for people that have, for example, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and many of you out there that do have IBS, you know you need to eat a low FODMAP diet, maybe. You know, foods that are lower in, so FODMAP stands for fermenting oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. So fructans that are in raw garlic at a high level can cause problems for people with IBS because it's a high FODMAP food. However, when you ferment garlic and you turn it into what's called the black garlic, the fructans in the garlic are significantly decreased so that someone who has a history of IBS and is sensitive to high FODMAP foods most likely will tolerate black garlic and not necessarily tolerate raw garlic well. Now, there have been a lot of studies out there over the years and time and written articles about black garlic, and some of the specific health benefits that I have come across in my reading are, number one, it is a very strong antioxidant. So we all know that when we detoxify certain chemicals, even medicines or foods or toxins we're exposed to in our body, when we break them down to detoxify them, we create free, what are called free radicals. And free radicals are negatively charged products in our body that can cause damage to our tissues. So that's why we take antioxidants, meaning if something is a free radical, it's oxidized. And if you take an antioxidant, you then neutralize that item, and therefore it's not as it can't damage your tissues anymore. And then it goes through the rest of the detoxifying process. So black garlic can be a very strong and potent antioxidant. Number two, it is found to be anti-allergic, meaning if people that suffer with a lot of allergies may do better with eating black garlic. Number three, it is used for decreasing someone's blood sugar. If someone has diabetes or pre-diabetes, black garlic has shown to improve insulin effect on sugar and utilize glucose better in the body and therefore decrease someone's blood sugars and treat pre or full diabetes. Number four, it is anti-inflammatory, so decreasing inflammation markers in people's systems. Number five, it has been found to boost someone's immune system and be anti-carcinogenic, so it can help fight against and prevent the development of cancers. It's also been used sometimes in folks that are on cancer treatments and been found to help them with some of the side effects of cancer medicines. And number six, it is considered to be help with obesity in the essence of decreasing, if you will, someone's appetite and having sooner satiety when you're eating and therefore helping with weight loss and obesity. So, wow. This is a miracle food, it seems like, with lots of health benefits. Now, another thing I wanted to share is that I learned looking through the National Center for Biotechnology Information, again, it listed benefits and six different benefits that are similar to what I just listed, but number one, loaded with antioxidants. Number two, helps fight cancer growth. Number three, boosts heart health and will affect cholesterol. Number four, preserves cognitive function. So people with dementia or getting older and concerned with cognitive decline, black garlic may assist in that. Number five, it stabilizes, as I said before, blood sugar. And number six, it can kick up or boost your immunity, your immune system. Now, when you look at raw garlic versus black garlic, there are changes in the chemical makeup of the vegetable as it gets fermented and the different things become that are, when you compare raw garlic to black garlic, there's a lot of differences. So for example, raw garlic is actually lower in calorie than black garlic. It is, raw garlic is also higher in vitamin C than black garlic. Raw garlic, however, has less fiber and iron than black garlic. Black garlic has more fiber and more iron. Raw garlic also has more carbs or carbohydrates in it than black garlic does, because it's going to break down some of the sugars when you ferment the vegetable. Next, raw garlic is higher in allicin and black garlic is lower in allicin, but again, we said before, as you ferment that chemical allicin, it becomes a more potent bioflavonoid and has more powerful ability to have these health benefits that we've discussed. Raw garlic is lower in antioxidants, and black garlic is higher in antioxidants, and that's what we've mentioned. It's a strong antioxidant. Now, these are some of the lists of health benefits I've been reading about in different articles. And as I said, the Journal of the Food and Drug that I mentioned. And as a result of reading about this, I've decided to actually I put it out to patients that I see through my clinic if folks are interested in participating in a study. And so we're about to launch a study through my clinic where as many as 25 patients or people who are interested will be volunteering to participate in the study. And how will we set up the study? Well, the study is going to be that if people want to participate, they will have to have had in the last 6 months certain lab tests that I'm using for this study. And the ones we're going to use are related to, of course, to blood sugar, related to inflammation, and related to cholesterol, because black garlic has shown benefit in all of these aspects, and we want to see what effect it might have. So the lab tests that a patient would need to have within the 6 months for our last 6 months for our study are a fasting glucose, fasting insulin level, a hemoglobin A1C, which is a measurement that's used in folks quite often in either pre-diabetes or diabetes, that tells the average sugar they've had for the last 4 months or so. So that's why we want to use that one. So the fasting glucose, the hemoglobin A1C, and the fasting insulin are obviously the tests we're going to use to measure people's functional dealings with sugar. The next is someone would have to have, within the last 6 months, a inflammation marker done, and the one we're using is called high sensitivity C reactive protein. So that will be our inflammation marker. And the third category of blood work we're going to do is the lipid panel. A person could have a traditional lipid panel, as folks are familiar, a total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and triglycerides predominantly. But also, if someone has had, I would actually prefer, if it's possible, that someone have an advanced lipid panel, which also looks at LDL particle number, as well as the size of the LDL particles, because that is actually a more advanced and more effective assessment of someone's risk factors for heart disease than a traditional lipid panel. The actual traditional lipid panel that most folks have had is about 15 years outdated now, and it doesn't show the fact that LDL particles can become more toxic and therefore change their size and become more dangerous. So those are the tests we're going to use. Now, once we've made sure that all the people involved in the study have had their labs done or they've been done within the last 6 months, they then will be purchased for a fee to pay Hank Letarte, who's the farmer growing the garlic, a 6 week supply of black garlic, and then they will eat one clove twice a day. So two cloves a day, basically, one clove in the morning and one clove in the evening of black garlic a day for 12 weeks. So they'll get a 6 week supply at the beginning, and then in the middle, people will come and pick up their second 6 week supply. So that's the way it's going to work. And then after the 12 weeks of eating one clove of garlic twice a day, we will repeat the blood work. And pretty much, folks, that's the study. It's pretty straightforward. We're really not asking people to change anything else about their lifestyle. And we will then see what results we get. Now, the one thing I will also point out is that black garlic does not have the odor that raw garlic does. And if you ingest and eat black garlic, you do not start to smell like garlic. If people have eaten raw garlic before a lot, you'll notice that you start to sweat garlicky smell and you kind of stink. But black garlic will not do that. Also, black garlic has a consistency when you chew it that is not crispy and crunchy like raw garlic. It actually becomes a bit softer, and it's more like a gummy bear consistency when you eat a piece of black garlic. Black garlic also has its initial bite to it, if you will, has a sweet taste, almost like a gummy bear, if you will. but it does have a bit of an aftertaste that is garlicky. So I will tell people that if you're going to ingest black garlic and cloves of it, at first, I like it, and I can eat it every day without a problem. But I would say for some, it may be something that's going to be an acquired taste. So now the last thing I'd like to do on this podcast is actually share with folks a specific journal article that was done on research on black garlic. And specifically, this article is entitled "The Effects of Black Garlic Extracts on Lipid Metabolism." And this study was not done on humans. It was done on rats that were fed a high-fat diet. So again, that title is "The Effects of Black Garlic Extracts on Lipid Metabolism in Rats Fed a High-Fat Diet." This article was published in the journal entitled Nutrition Research and Practice. It was published back in February of 2015. The study was done at the Department of Food and Science the Department of Food Science and Nutrition at Dan Cook University in Korea. So again, the folks in Korea and Eastern Asia know a lot more about, you know, black garlic than we do here in the West, and they're the ones that have been doing a lot of the studies. So I'm going to take us through and sort of explain this journal article and some of how it was done, and then also the purpose of it, and finally some of the results. So first of all, the objective of this study was to study the mechanism of how black garlic affects lipid metabolism. Because they really weren't sure how it affects metabolism. So what they decided to do in this study was to use 25 different, and again, this was done with rats, and there were 25 male particular type rats, so they're all of the same genetic background. They were aged the same, 4 weeks old. And they were randomly divided into four different groups. And here are the groups. The groups were all based on their diet. So the following diets were fed to them for a total of 5 weeks. The first diet, of course, and the first group was a normal food diet. So that's if you will, the standard that the tests are based on. The next group was a high-fat diet, and the third group was a high-fat diet plus a 0.5% amount of the black garlic extract. And the fourth group was a high-fat diet plus a 1.5% black garlic extract added to the food. So you notice there were two different levels of how much black garlic extract were given to two groups, different groups within the study. And obviously body weights and blood biochemical parameters were, including lipid profiles, were monitored throughout and then studied at the end. Now, black garlic, and they explain this, and I mentioned it earlier, black garlic is made by ripening raw garlic at high temperature and humidity. And it's been known to have an anti-cholesterol, anti-lipidemic action, as well as conferring a potent antioxidant activity. It's also known that an excess intake of fat alters our lipid metabolism, our metabolism of the fats in our body, which can act as a risk factor for various diseases, including fatty liver disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and plaque buildup in our arteries called arteriosclerosis. So the objective of this study was to determine the effects of black garlic on blood lipids and cholesterol profiles and the expression of related hepatic genes in rats fed these high fiber diets. So again, they fed these folks, the rats, these different diets, broken them up into the four groups, and for 5 weeks. And at the end of the 5 weeks, they then studied, obviously, the effect. And so let's review some of the results they found. So first of all, the final body weight and weight gain in the high-fat group that was also given 1.5% extract of the black garlic group was significantly lower, their body weight at the end of the 5 weeks compared to the other high-fat diet group, or even the 0.5 extract of black garlic. Their overall body weight was significantly lower, significantly effective in lowering the high fat and it was lower in the group that had the 1.5% black garlic extract. Now, the other thing is that among the adipose tissues, the fat tissues, the kidney fat and the epididymal fat, which means the kind of the fat around the abdomen, were significantly decreased again in the high fat group that was fed the 1.5% black garlic extract compared to both the high fat group and the high fat group that was fed the lower dose, the 0.5% of the black garlic. Now, there was no significant difference in the liver, kidney, spleen, and thymus weights, meaning when they took those organs and measured them at the end, they were no different in the organ itself, but the fat tissue of the body, the fat tissue of the kidneys and the fat of the abdomen was decreased again in the high fat group that was fed the most black garlic compared to the other two groups. So it's very, very interesting. They're fed the same high fat diet, but the difference was the fact that they had black garlic at all and the dose of the black garlic. And that's what determined a lack of weight gain and a lack of adipose tissue increase. Now, another thing they found is that the blood biochemical values of both the high fat black garlic's lower dose, 0.5%, and the high fat black garlic 1.5% groups showed significantly lower blood glucose levels than the either normal mice diet or the high fat diet group. So interestingly, you're feeding these mice a high fat diet with the black garlic, and even the low dose and the higher dose had lower blood sugars than even the group that was in the standard normal mice diet. That wasn't even the high fat diet group, and also obviously better than also the high fat group. In addition, the insulin level in the high fat black garlic extract at 1.5% group was significantly decreased compared to the regular high fat group and the lower dose at 0.5% group. The other thing, folks, is that if you develop fatty liver, your liver enzymes called AST and ALT will typically become stressed and therefore rise. And when they studied the AST levels in the high fat group, they were significantly elevated due to the administration, of course, of a high fat diet. But what they also found, but the levels were significantly decreased in the high fat black garlic 1.5% group in comparison. So again, you fed them the same high fat diet, but you added 1.5% of the black garlic extract, and those mice did not develop liver damage, if you will, or liver stress, and did not have elevation in enzymes consistent with liver stress of AST and ALT. They actually had the significant decrease in the ALT levels was observed in both high fat with low dose and high dose of the black garlic. So it's showing that black garlic can improve people's blood sugar. It's showing that it can improve liver function and not stress the liver with the high fat diets that some people are on. Another finding has to do, of course, well, what's the deal with the lipids themselves? Well, the levels of total lipids cholesterol, and HDL cholesterol in the plasma of the high-fat black garlic at the lower dose of 0.5% group were significantly lower than the high-fat group without any black garlic. While the HDL cholesterol was significantly higher in the folks fed black garlic. Plasma total lipids, triglycerides, and HDL cholesterol in the high-fat black garlic 1.5% group, the higher group, were also significantly improved. And the total hepatic lipids, meaning lipids stored in the liver, in the high-fat black garlic group at the higher dose of 1.5% were significantly decreased compared to the regular high-fat group. So in general, folks, it's showing that this study has presented that the importance of plasma triglycerides and cholesterol levels in the pathogenesis of heart disease has generally been accepted, and it was clearly demonstrated in this black garlic dose-dependent has a hypolipidemic effect, meaning it can lower the cholesterol lipid levels in these, actually, again, this isn't human study, it is a rat study. But you can. The thought is that we can extrapolate this into humans. These results were consistent also in many different studies. This is not the only study that's been done. There's been many, and the findings have been replicated. So the results of this study are meaningful in that even low dose, such as 0.5 or 1.5% black garlic extract, is beneficial to improve hyperlipidemia caused by high-fat diets. And of course, again, in the study, people involved, obviously, or the animal involved, which was rats. And the last piece I wanted to point out also that they found in this study is the supplementation of black garlic extract significantly increased the fecal excretion of lipids, both triglycerides and cholesterol. And what this means is that it suggests that the mechanism of black garlic extract is going to not only improve the fat metabolism in your body, but it's also going to block the absorption of the fats through your GI tract into your bloodstream. And therefore, if it doesn't get absorbed through your GI tract into your bloodstream, it stays in the GI tract and gets pooped out in your feces, in your stool. So therefore, we can extrapolate that from the fact that they had a higher level of lipids in the stool of those rats. And therefore, resulting in a significant reduction in the plasma concentration of lipid profiles in rats fed black garlic extract. Now, the last thing I want to point out is they emphasize that it is commonly known that excessive consumption of garlic, and again, raw garlic, can cause some problems. Like I mentioned before, that if you eat raw garlic, not black garlic, not fermented garlic, but raw garlic, there's going to be an odor of your breath, an odor of your skin, and an odor of your, you know, sweat, which is not very comfortable for your fellow man, if you will. So, the other thing is some people also have an occasional allergic reaction to raw garlic that they may or may not have to fermented garlic. So that has to be tested, of course, in anyone trying it. So these are some things that need to be looked at. Now, when you ferment the garlic, the main constituents of black garlic extract are water-soluble compounds. So thus, the black garlic extract lacks the toxicity or any of the peculiar garlic smell of raw garlic. And therefore, it can be taken by humans or rats for a long time without presenting toxic side effects or contraindications with medications you may be on to prevent or reduce cholesterol problems or lipid issues. So that's pretty much what I wanted to share today in the idea that black garlic is out there, folks. It's something that I have been introduced to more recently. And with my mission to try and help everyone take control of your health so you can transform your life. I just hope you take this to heed and maybe can find some black garlic. The only other thing I would say is that you really, if you're going to obtain it, you may want to make sure you obtain it grown organically and also more in the United States than in some of the, especially in China, if you will. They use a lot more pesticides. They don't grow things quite as non-toxically as an organic method would be. So you may want to be a little choosy about where you get your black garlic. If you're listening to this and you're interested in our study, I will do a later podcast, obviously in a number of weeks from now, on our result of our study with humans ingesting 2 cloves of black garlic a day and how we do with the labs in the beginning versus the labs at the end. So stay tuned and take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the episode and the Discover Health Functional Medicine Center, visit us on our website, discoverhealthfmc.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us again next time so you can truly live and play as long as you want.